Right now, it's for 9 days. And the Mishnah in Tainis Chavov and Beis says, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim B'Simcha. When we enter Av, we should be Ma'at in Simcha. When does that start? It starts from Rosh Chodesh. And the Moravam in Simtov Kufnun Aleph, so Kotan Chavov, says from Shkia and onwards, there's a lachas of the 9 days. The Gemara says, why should we be Ma'at in Simcha? The Gemara Chav Tesman Beis says, because we are Masloi. First has a bad Maslo from then on, because of the common source that happened to Klai Yisrael, especially in Tisha B'Av. Therefore, a person who has Din Torah with a guy, a person should not have it during the 9 days, he should have it afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah writes, he should try to have it in El, L'chol HaPachas Acha Tisha B'Av. Why it's Re Masloi? Therefore, this is the Makar, the Indian, why people say you should not fly during the 9 days. It's brought down in Licha Shlomo and Perchov Gimel, Ora 16, Rav Shlomo Zalman said you should not fly. However, to come to Eretz Yisrael, or you're staying in Yeshiva longer to learn Torah, then you are allowed to fly during the 9 days. Coming to Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not becoming the mitzvah Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, for example, you're going back, or stam, you want to stay longer than a month to learn, and you have a choice leaving either before the 9 days or during the 9 days, then Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can fly. Also, it's brought on Emes Liakov, also the same talk from Aleph, he also said the same thing, that a person should not fly during the 9 days. However, to come to Eretz Yisrael, he also is makel, and Va'oidi says, Al Tzkibidova Aim, you can also fly during the 9 days. So this is the Indian Mishnah Avam Atam Simchas Meir Reya Masloi. So I'll try to go in the order of the halachas that's brought down in Sim Tovkuf and Aleph of the 9 days, Keseder. So first, one halacha already is you should have a Din Torah with the guy. There are another couple of halachas, Nichol and Inyam of Mimat Mesimcha. There's a Gemara in Yevamah, Stafim Gimel and Aleph. It says three more halachas. One is a person Shememayit in Masa Matin. The second thing is a person should not do a binyan or natiya of Simcha, should not build a house of Simcha, plant in something of Simcha. The third thing is Chasna is a person of Chasna will make a Sidus Erisim during the 3 weeks. So to define each prat, first, Masa Matin. What is a Geder Masa Matin? So the Mishmur brings down a Machloikis. Does it mean you should not have a Masa Matin? You should not do business deals or buy things Dafka of Simcha? Or does it mean you should not have any businesses being done on anything at all? So either it means Dafka Simcha, meaning you should not buy something with Tzarech Simcha, should not buy a silver Becher, or should not do anything with Tzarech Chuppah. Or does it mean any Masa Matin? Mishavua says, Mizmanenu, we know you can be Mekel, because everything Nichol in our Parnoso. However, still, as explained in Mishavua and Shai Tzion, a person should be Machmer and not do Masa Matin of Simcha. The Moshul, you should not get a buy a Sobel Pecho, or let's say a car that you need, let's say for your business, the Moshe said, that'll be Mutter. However, let's say it's the Tzarek Simcha, it's Masa Matin of Simcha, a person should not buy. Now this Indian of Masa Matin that is Mutter, we're talking about right now, dafka buying objects, not clothing. Clothing will be spoken about later on. Now the inyan of Masa Matin, v'simcha with machmer, toy v'achmer, the sharetzian. However, there are two separate terim. There's one heter of the tzarech mitzvah, let's say you need something for a chasna l'moshul, to get married. So the tzarech mitzvah, the Ramos says is mutter, the mechaber, the svardim, what the mechaber holds. But the Ramos only holds the dvar mitzvah is mutter Masa Matin. And there's another heter of Dova Ovid, which Mishnah Berurah says it includes Yerid, a sale. That Moshe, right now there's a sale going on, and after 9 days there will not be a sale. So Maisa, right now you can buy something of Simcha. Moshe, there's a sale on microwaves, a sale on a car, that right now and after Tishbov will not be, even though it's initial Simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter for sale to go buy it. Again, these are Dafka objects. So again, you have two heterim, Dvar Mitzvah and Dova Ovid. The Nichol, the second thing that said the Gemara Yevamos is that a person should not build something or plant something that's for Simcha. Nichol in this, says the Mishnah Berurah, is anything you do not need for your dira, anything you don't need. That means painting, or a Moshe says in Shuvah, or a Chaim, Chelek Gimel, some papers, or wallpaper. Putting on wallpaper is not tzarech, l'chur should not be done, it's extra. The third thing, what on the Gemara Yevamos, is the inyan of marriage. One prat is not get married, which we're knowing already from the beginning of 3 weeks from Shavasa Batamas. And the second thing is, even Erisin, which is mutter, it's even mutter on Tishbav itself, However, you should not have Sudas Erisin. Sudas Erisin is also even on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, to have Uga, let's say you can have just cake. Cake is not Nichlan Suda, that will be Mutter. Nachkamina negate to everyone, to a lot of people, Bochum, is a Sudas Preda. A lot of a Sudas Preda not. So if you serve as a Sudas Preda, Daka cake or small mash, then it's not a real Suda, Echlamis Mutter, that's no Isser. However, let's say you have a real Suda, you sit down meal, so then the Netta Gavil in Parak Tazayin says a Sudas Preda is also. L'chur lav Daka Sudas Preda. Even any Sudas Reyos, any get-together, friends getting together, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Gavriel brings down also over there, that getting together Sudas Reyos, having a party together is a Simcha, and therefore it's also to do during the 9 days, the Chor Nafkamina is, going out to a restaurant. It's not to eat a falafel or pizza, to eat that, that's not a real restaurant, that's no Simcha. However, let's say you get together, Chaverim, or some parents come from Chutzlar, it's Eretz Yisrael, and they take you out to a restaurant, there's usually a Sudas Simcha, Sudas Reyos, that l'chur would be also to be done during the 9 days. But again, everyone has to judge exactly the cases. If a person eats every night in the restaurant, him and his spouse, or bachrim, echnami, that's not Sudas Reyes. But something special in echnami should not be done during the 9 days. So again, in the Indian of Mishnichus Av Ma'atim Simcha, there are four things. One is, you should not have dinner with the guy. The second thing is Masa Matin. Third thing is building or planting things with Simcha. And the fourth thing is in of Chasnas. All these four things, Say Ashkenazim, Say Svadim, is a din of Rosh Chodesh Av. The Gemara says, we should nifl Av. It goes from Rosh Chodesh. That's Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is now a new halacha of Avelis, that the Mishnah and Tainis and the Avchavav on Beis says that we have there's an Isser to take haircuts or to wash your clothing during the Shvur Shechalboy. Most of the Mishnah Shvur Shechalboy, the Gemara and the Avchav Tes, brings down three different shitas when it's chal, either the whole month, or from Shchodesh Shal Tishabov, or Shvur Shal Chalboy. Lalocha, the Gemara Paskins, Shvur Shal Chalboy. Lalocha is Shvur Shal Chalboy. However, the Ashkenazim have a meaning, Ramos says, we machma from Shchodesh. I'm not taking haircuts, and not washing clothing. Really, haircuts were machma already from Shavos of Thomas. However, kivos, washing clothing, were machma from Shchodesh. So this is where the chiluk between Svadim Ashkenazim is dafkel in and of avails of these things, of taking haircuts and washing clothing. So again, we hold the halacha of washing clothing is from Rosh Chodesh. The gedder of avails that we put upon it, what's the gedder? So an oval, there are different times, there's an oining, there's shiva, there's the shloshim. The gedder we give someone during the 9 days is the gedder of the shloshim, the Yad Ephraim, says the gedder Yad Ephraim, the Kaf HaChaim, and the Maimon Mordechai, all three say very clearly, the gedder is the gedder of an oval by Shloshim, Acha Shiva before Shloshim. So what's the gedder over there? The gedder is in Simon Shim Pei Tes in Yerodea, that a person, first of all, cannot wash his clothing, and also he cannot wear clothing. Both of them are also. So what should a person do? An oval has 30 days, he has clothing, what should he do with it? He wants to wear it? The Amos says very simple. He wants to wear it, go tell somebody else to put it on, for wear it for an hour, and then you can wear it, because now it's not it's not freshly laundered clothing. There's an Isser to wash clothing, and there's an Isser wash clothing else, Masiach Das, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, and then there's an Isser to wear clothing. Wear clothing again is like an oval, and the oval, the loch is, he wants to wear it, he'll tell somebody else to wear it, now it's not freshly laundered, now he can wear this fresh, it's not freshly laundered, now he can wear it. The Ramah says, how long does somebody else have to wait for? For an hour. The Shach says, lav dafka an hour. It's man ma. It's man ma. How long is man ma? So, by the 9 days of the Ashiv, it's brought down lichas pas Yisrael 10 to 15 minutes, and it's brought down in Karalei Moed from the Ashiv a half hour. The Chur is really tall in every case. If you put on a shirt, you sit there for a half hour not moving. I don't know how much dirty gets. If you run around for 5 minutes, it gets dirty. The Chur depends on the person, on the case. As long as not, you should feel not freshly laundered. That's the getter of what it is by a regular oval. And therefore, hudim by the 9 days, a person should do the same thing. He should not wear freshly laundered clothing, so what to do with it? For him to put on and get somebody else to put on, he can't because they have the 9 days. The chura, what he should do, he puts on before the 9 days, he puts on the clothing, he should wait for a zman ma, and then echlam during the 9 days, he can wear it. The chura, during the, before the shvur shechalboy, that the Sfaradim are make like the Mechaber, the Ar Sfaradim, the Ben Ish Chai, said to be Machmer, the different Hogim in the Svardim. However, the Svardim who are Mekel, like the Mechaber, and wear freshly laundered clothing during from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuot of Havoy Lechura, this week, and go get to the Halot Svardim, go put on the clothing for me. Who didn't even show Shalboy is going to put on for you weird for Zmama of a Lahore. You don't want to go to wear it, you feel meus, but you can get a goy, or even this week you can get a Sparty put on for you. What about the Indian of putting clothing on the floor that people seem to say that you can do it? So the Lichat Pashasol in Perchofei, he writes that there's no makor for this Indian putting on the floor. However, if you look in Hilchos Avelis, it is brought down. The Shalva Tshuvas Lachem upon him, it says clearly that you can't put it on the floor. Put it on the floor, get it dirty. Now, Pleiskim don't like it. Pleiskim and Hilchos Avelis and Sain Hilchos Tishbov, they don't like the Hetter putting on the floor, whether because afterwards some people can even eat off the floor, it's not that dirty, or some the Pleiskim veterans say the Amos says to someone else to wear it and not to put it on the floor. However, they do use it by another case. Another case. The shell is what to do with Big Day Zaya. Clothing that you wear for sweat, your undergarments or your socks that you wear for sweat, are you allowed to change them during the 9 days? So there's a Mishnah Berurah, and Ramal Betim says that in the Sif Aleph, that L'Kovet Shabbos, a person should not wear his clothing his Big Day Shabbos, which basically the law is a person cannot wear his Big Day Shabbos all week of the 9 days. All 9 days you should not wear Big Day Shabbos. And the Ramal says even on Shabbos you should not do it, we'll get to that we're Mekel. However, for Kesainis, for your shirt you're allowed to change. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why for your shirt you're allowed to change? Because Big Day Zeyo, She'enei Loivish Elam Mifnei HaZeyo. Mdaik the Poiskin, Dain Weiss, others, that the halacha is that Big Day Seir Yilat change Dafka for Shabbos. However, for Chol, your undergarments, or your socks, you cannot change Tamazon. Therefore, the Dain Weiss, the Chalak Yod, or the Kavachayim, or the Ben Ishchai, it's Oresh Betshuva, all say on Big Day Seir Yafi Machron, and you should really try them on before the 9 days, just like a shirt, and you should make it not be freshly laundered. However, the Poiskin or Mekel, or Moshe, is Mekel, Solmas Chaim, Moedim is Manim. The Pshat and Mekel is not Pshat, you have a right to change Big Day Zeya. That means you have a pair of socks today, one pair, next day another pair. They hold that anything that can cause irritation or can cause discomfort, there's no issa put upon it. Meaning, let's say you stam want to change socks for Stamazoy, your Moshe is not masking me allowed to. To change your underwear Stamazoy, your Moshe is not masking me allowed to. However, if it's causing irritation, or even if it will cause, if you wear your sock for the second day, or cause your feet to start hurting, that there is no isser, and then chalam can put on new clothing. There's a lot of big days there. Even your shirt will irritate you, can change it. However, the shirt doesn't irritate you. The reason why you put on a shirt is because you want a different shirt, you want something clean. Clean, there's no heter. An oval should wear something dirty, but once it starts irritating you, a rabbi can change your shirt. That's the luram other and says, because so you can change al zayah. If it's irritating, so again, so the Moshe and the place we're holding, the Mekilim are holding, if it will cause irritation, you're allowed to change it. Nachmim hold, no, Mice is not enough of irritation, maybe more. So then the Karlai Moyed, Bengzal Alocha, from this in Kirela Shlita, B'chaim Kineski Shlita, that you can put on the floor. Big Be'etzem, the reason why you could, for Moshe's Mekil on Big Day Zeya that you can wear because it causes irritation, it's not worse, they explain, it's not worse that by. It's not worse than a person that has dirt on me is lichluch, he can wash it off. I might get tainik from the water, so what? The point is taking away the lichluch. So what if it gets tainik? So Moshe says, who didn't? You might get tainik from your undergarments, but so what? The point is get away the lichluch. Get away the tzar, the pain, the dirt. However, if Nisik Kirelis, if Chaim Kanievsky said, lichol pach is put on the floor, so you'll have both milers. Now what, you'll take off the lichluch, the zayah, the discomfort. However, you won't have the freshly clean laundry. It will be still dirty. It won't be at some real tainug. Then also how Dain Weiss, Paskin, and by Avail is the same thing. The person should put Big Dizay on the floor. Again, it will take away their discomfort. But again, it won't be freshly laundered, and it will get both miles in. Let's say a person, right now, it's after Rosh Chodesh, and a person forgot to put on his begotum, his shirt, or unless he wants to be machmir for Big Dizay, what should he do? That the place can say, the Kavachayim, Ben Ishchayid, Orch Zerbenu, Abayidu, all place can bring down. If you've got what to do, then you can, very simple, this Shabbos. On Shabbos, Allah is everyone agrees you're allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. Maybe not Big Day Shabbos, but freshly laundered clothing, everyone agrees you're allowed to. The Ramah says it in Siv Gimel. So then, Friday night, you wear one shirt. Shabbos morning, you wear a second shirt. And when you wake up from your nap, you wear a third shirt. So now these three shirts are not freshly laundered. And now you can wear it all week. So, Be'etzem, to wear it, let's say, 15 minutes and change in and out, that's a chana from Shabbos to the weekday, that's also. But let's say you wear it, we have a couple hours, and suddenly you covered Shabbos time, let's say you never wear a blue shirt on Shabbos, and you would wear it during the week, now you cannot put on Shabbos, because then it's a chana, it's nikud chana. However, it's dumb to put on a regular shirt that you would wear for Shabbos, and you wear it, you wear it for a couple of hours, in a chana, it's not a chana of a chana, because you're wearing it now for Shabbos, and then for Shabbos, you can wear it during the week, it won't be freshly laundered. Nichl in the iser of new clothing, wearing new clothing, is lad after your clothing, even the tablecloth, Chava says, even your towels, even anything, those things are also awesome. Because it's all clothing. It's also to one thing to wash it. The iser of washing is lad after an iser to wash it and wear it. The iser is to wash it at all often, siyach das, even if you leave it till after the Shabbat. And then there's an iser stam of having new things, begotim, putin, your tablecloth and your towels, or your bathrobes. You can ask the L'chur HaShalu, how can you wash your contact lenses? Contact lenses also is a chelik of you. Who is not worse than a plate you can wash, your glass you can wash? Who is not a beged? Either are the kind of people who have a minig not to wash the floors, who are washing the floors is nichol in them kviso. The reason is because kviso holds also out to Messiah, Das, and Mevela, so washing your floors is a big job. It's a big inyan. However, contact lenses, we rub it for a minute, no Messiah, Das, L'chur is not nichol in a beged, of an issa of being loivish something new. Now that's during the week. What about Shabbos? So for Shabbos, again, the Ramah says you cannot change your big day Shabbos. You cannot wear your Shabbos suit, your Shabbos clothing, your Shabbos shirt, except for, yeah, the special shirt, any big day Zayah that was miyuchad for Shabbos. That's what the Ramah says. However, Kvanogu, like the Aruch Shulchan says, and the Klai says, like the Goyinu Reni, that we change everything to cover Shabbos. We wear our suits to cover Shabbos, our shirts to cover Shabbos, and you can change even the tablecloth to cover Shabbos. However, your beds, your sheets on your beds, that we say you should not change the cover Shabbos. That you leave as is. Now the get of washing, how much? So a lot of dapka with soap, but even stam water is also, even of course not like that when Hilchos Avelis. So again, the Yad HaKrayim says, because over here it's in the Messiah Das, it was more machmed Hilchos Avelis. And what about stam? Let's say you have a stain on your shirt, or a stain on your pants, can you spot clean it with a little bit of water? So there, this is in the Karela Shlita, and the Office of Venom brings down, the person that cannot even spot clean. The issa is to wash even a little bit. Even spot cleaning is also. However, let's say you are stuck, even if, again, spot cleaning is also. And if you have a stain in your shirt, either go around with it or switch shirts. But you switch shirts. Let's say you're stuck, you have no other shirt, and if you walk around with the stain outside, you'll be mavayish. Then a vase and another place you can clean it. However, you have other shirts, go switch shirts. What about to clean something without water? For example, brush your pants, there's dirt on it, or to brush your hat. That way, the place would say the whole issa is not for water. However, rubbing your body is no issa at all. So again, nichol and inyan of clothing. First was one issa of washing clothing. It could be five issa, one issa of washing clothing. A second issa of wearing the fresh and laundered clothing. A third issa is brought down in the Mechaber, in Siv. The person cannot wear new clothing. Wear new clothing is also. What's nafkamina anyway? Is freshly laundered. The nafkamina is Erev Shabbos, Mishabura, and the Moshe, and the Chaim Chel Gimel Sempei says, even the people who make it on Shabbos to wear Shabbos begonim, however, new clothing is certainly also. A fourth issa nichol in clothing is making new clothing. Fixing up new clothing, making into new. Meaning, to sew a button on avad is mutter. To sew a stamazai, to tikunim is mutter. Not al parnos, I'm talking about tikkunim, something you have a mistake, you'll have to fix. However, to make new clothing, or even to fix something that will have a get of a new clothing, meaning you'll cut out something and put something in and make it into a new object, then echonami, that is also what Moshe says. A fifth inyan on clothing, again, besides washing clothing, wearing new clothing, and fixing clothing, is buying clothing. Ramon says a person cannot buy clothing. It's a kinyan. The reason for the issur of fixing clothing and buying clothing, there are different reasons among the Paiskim, however, the Bialacha, for example, the Goyin, it's all Nichol issur of Kivos, the same issur of washing clothing. All these things, all these five things, all Nichol together of washing clothing. It's not Gorim and Kivos, washing clothing. And then Shiloh, by clothing, do we have the heter of, the same heter of Masa Mat, we had two heter, we had a heter of Mas of Mitzvah, we had a heter of Dava Ovid. Do we have the same heter by clothing? By all these five things of clothing. So by mitzvah, let's say Lamashul, to buy tzitzis, and Moshe and Shuvah says, to buy tzitzis that you don't need, you ready, Moshe's case is not to buy tzitzis, so a mitzvah you have no heter. However, the place in Mishul is Yaiv, it's a Chalik Alsim, Pei Beis, in all the cases, Mukha that way in the Mishnah Brua, Kamatoi, Mishnah Yidei Lada, fixed clothing, Lachasa, things that are needed, there's no other way to do the mitzvah, the Moshul. You can't borrow tzitzis from somebody else, and you don't have a pair of tzitzis, then Avadi Lada buy tzitzis. Moshe's case is only that the Tzarech mitzvah no hatzah to buy, because you have another option. If you have no other option, then the Yaiv, it says Avadi buy. The Mishnah Brua says by a chasa who didn't also have clothing to make clothing, you have no other options. Nichla in the mitzvah, Nevada for mitzvah, you land up buy, you land fix up or make new clothing. So for mitzvah, we do have a het to lechor by washing clothing. That's also a mefush the Ramah in Siv Gimel that by Isha or any tzarech mitzvah, a person is allowed to wash clothing. What about Dova Ovid? Does that het to apply also? Lechor, there's no makar. I don't know of any makar the Dova Ovid that is a het to for washing clothing. We don't see it side by thing. Here goes Dava Ovid doing Shvur Shachalboi, which is the same Gemara as washing clothing. Who didn't? Washing clothing or buying clothing will be no hetter of Dava Ovid. I mean, somebody asked me this week that his wife's in America and his parents, his in-laws, buy stuff for them. And if they can only buy during the 9 days. If they don't buy during the 9 days, then they'll be stuck without any clothes. They won't be able to, they'll have to pay for it by themselves. That's a big Ovid. They're going from being free to being some for them paying for all the clothing. Lechur and Svara, there should be no heter. Svara, there should be no heter. However, I saw the Pesukei Tshuva. Tshuva is bring down that smutter for Dava Ovid, and Hudin a Sefer, Nechomer Yisrael, also bring down. However, I looked up the Makar, both calling a Makar called the Kinnan Torah and Chalik Aleph, and it says Fakaret, Mamash Fakaret. For Rosh Chodesh onward, there is no heter. The only heter is until Rosh Chodesh. Again, there's no heter Lechur for Dava Ovid. The Emes Liyakov, Rav Kamenetsky, is brought down over there. At the Yisrael same Shiloh, he says he doesn't know Makar to Matu. He says maybe if you give a dafka down payment, you could be Makel. And you don't pay for the whole thing. However, again, the heter of by Masa Matin is you have a heter of Dava Ovid, buying objects. Buying clothing, you only have a heter of mitzvah, but you don't have a heter of Dava Ovid. Another locha, Negev, the Mechav brings down the Sevches, is that women have a minig not to weave, not to knit. Why? Because on the weaving, they would make a chassis, and the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, where the Machmer Evan chassis is, they put the Machmer not to weave or to knit things. Lechor song is not Nuchla in that. Another Lachah brought down in Seftes is the minig of people not eating basar and not drinking wine. The Mechab brings down three different Menhagim, either from Shavasa B'Tamis, or from Rosh Chodesh, or Shavu Shachaboy. The minig says Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Brua, the minig is from Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is nichl in that. So to go through the different things first, Yain is again also. And the Mechava says, Hu-Hu-Din, grape juice. Mukhad away from Abdullah. And what about beer? So the beer Amos says mortar. There's no Isser on Sheikher. Yain Srah, whiskey, so that the Shai Tshuva also says no Isser. Again, daf Yain, but beer and whiskey is mortar. Let's say you have wine mixed inside the food. So how much wine is mixed in, and what together is machlokes ha'poskim? Usually it's not negev, but you really have wine mixed inside. By birch samozin, even though people mark all year round to drink with the kais, to have a kais, we do not do it during the 9 days to have with the kais, even if there's a tinnik over there. However, for mitzvah, the mitzvah yain is mutter. Say, let's say by milo, pidyon ben, or sim, to have yain by the mitzvah, by the suit is mutter. Not only that, but even birch samozin, and when you bench, you can even drink the kais afterwards, because that's all chilek of the suda, and you can even drink the kais after you finish benching. What about on Shabbos? So again, Shabbos is mutter to have wine. By Abdullah, the Aruch HaShulchan's minig, he says the minig is to have beer. However, it seems to me the Klaisel does not drink beer. They seem to go with the Mechaba that they have wine. But Amos says what you should do is you're trying to have a tinnik. The Mishnah Brua says he has to be roi l'chinuch, but yet he's not a gilas abel. It means he's roi l'chinuch, which berach is six. Gilas Abel, which also bear the same age. So the Korah Leimoid tries to give exact gedder, it's not really clear. It's very hard to find a child that's in between that. That's Gila Chinuch and not Gilas Abel. But let's say you can't find a tunic, or not that easy to find a tunic. So therefore, the Ramos is very clearly, if you can't find someone else to drink it, the Echlami, you can be Mekel and you can drink it yourself. That's again, if you want a child, you drink it yourself. I think in Korah Leimoid brings down that a person, what he should do is only drink a gazayas and a rabias and then have cake with it, and then you say alamicha and ala gefen together, and don't drink more than the sheer gazayas that he needs to. That's all tziyayin. Basar, meat. So Mechaba says, lav dafka basar, even oif, even chicken, and the minig mishavua says, lav dafka chicken, but even a tafshul, any tafshul is also a machmer. That means if you have cholent and the beans and potatoes together with the meat, that is a tafshul. You cannot even eat the potatoes in and of itself. However, we are mekel, if there's shishim, if there's 60 times the amount of vada, you can eat it. Void, you can cook things in a fleshiger pot, mostly shiva service food, and here it's a fleshiger pot with rice, lakshin, navada, and nadira. Most guys have only fleshiger pots usually. Then you're allowed to cook inside. There's no issur if it's tam shal basar. On Shabbos, basar is mutter, just like yayin. However, the Moshe says from lav malka, a person, even if he's knowing all year round to have fleshiger from lav malka, you should not have that during the 9 days. What about the third meal? Sudas Shalishis, that he starts eating it before Shkia. Then he's Mamshech and goes, let's say, until after Tseis. He's allowed to have Basar Yayin after Tseis. So Meshavua brings down 2 days, Deus. The Shmir Shabbos, Kol Chosoi, says it's near for the Meshavua to be Mekel. Rav Eider also seems to learn the Meshavua to be Mekel. The Be'etzim, you can be Mamshech even after Shkia to have Basar Yayin. And therefore, Rav Eider also says, someone who makes Shabbos early, the same Indian makes Shabbos early, he can also have Basar Yayin. As this Indian, they could, since it's Etzman Shabbos now, and you can make all the boss of Yain. The lach of a pseudo, of a seam, that you can make a boss of Yain. First of all, the Mishavua said you should not do it quicker, you should not try to learn it quickly, more quickly than you do all year round, or you should not push off a seam. Let's say you rate make a seam 2 weeks ago, you should not push it off for the 9 days. The Choshulchan says maybe that the person who, if he'll learn it more, and he'll get somebody to learn something in order for the seam, then Efsh Kedai Lasa is Kedai to make a seam on during the 9 days. If that's him, people won't learn, and won't make a seam, they won't finish a Masechta. But now they want to eat meat during the 9 days, they'll learn more and do it quicker and put it more smarter, more time. Then he says Efsh Kedai Lasa is. Why? Because getting people to learn to eat also a big deal, getting people to learn Kedai Lasa is, even though he ends up still that night to make the seam during the 9 days, but Efsh Kedai Lasa is. Mishbur says this whole Indian of a seam, you can be megal, is only if the people will come otherwise. If they won't come otherwise, meaning during the year you only have, let's say, 10 people with cake. Now you're having it during the 9 days, you can invite all the dealers around and have 50 guys, that will cause also. In camp, it's more to Ramosh, she says, because that's when they always come to your pseudo. Brought down by Rav. In the safer, then camp, all the chelik of one pseudo. Have a stamp to invite guys to see you, that will cause also. That's fine. Va'oid, even if you have a seam, so the week before Tisha B'Av, and Echlami, you can have anyone who usually comes. However, that week, the halacha is you can only have your kravim and a minimum mitzumtzum, 10 other people. Let's say you did not hear the seam, you only came for afterwards the pseudo, so Rav Eider says, seems to him to be mutter. However, the lich spas so big time of Chaim Pitav Shaimur, that's also. Mishavua also says, let's say a person usually doesn't make a seam. Let's say he finishes the masech, doesn't make him a seam. So then the Mishavua again says, maybe you should not make it during the 9 days. Maslacha in Sif Yudbeis, I'm sorry, in Sif Tazayin, brings down the minig of not to wash. There's mana gemara, everyone did wash, but we have a minig not to wash from the Chumash Tadashin already. Avada deodorant, that's mutter. Let's put down that to Gavir from Moshe, Avada. Avada deodorant is mutter. However, Rechitza is also, what is the getter of Rechitza? It's again, the getter of Rechitza, just like a velus of Shloshim. Whatever the getter of an oval is, who did the getter of by us during the 9 days? So the kids are with their moholes during the week. You cannot wash anything except part of Yodav Raglav B'tzoinim, your hands, your face, and your feet in cold water. And Erev Shabbos, you can wash part of Yodav Raglav in hot water. And if he's Raglav, also you can wash his head in hot water. So again, according to the Ramah, you can never wash your body. It's during the week, yeah, you can wash plenty of ragel, but sign in, even if you have enjoyment out of it. No istalachura. And on Erev Shabbos, the same thing, plenty of ragel in hot water, and if you're ragel in hot, also for your head. And what is the getter of tzaynin? What is the level of cold? So, it's brought down in a rider, or it's brought down in a shalom term by lachas, in kuchah beis, or petke chubis, loshen of Shalom Mitzvah Malacha is Chamimus Haroik. As long as it's not the hotness of your roik, of your spit, which is basically body temperature, which is 98.6, anything less than that, which what Ravida seems to learn out of it, what Pesachei Tshuva says, and as long as it's not something you enjoy, it doesn't have to be freezing cold, it has to be something that's not enjoyable. I mean, it depends who you are, but some people lukewarm is not enjoyable, that's fine. If you like lukewarm, it should be a drop less. If you're a drop less, what's enjoyable for you? Now, let's say you have dirt. You get dirt on you. You get lichluch. You get mud. You get soya upon you. So it's brought down, sign hilchus avelus, by novel in Yodea, sign hilchus on Tisha B'Av itself, and sign in the same top ratio given by hilchus Yom Kippur. The person gets dirt on him, soya, he can mamash wash it off. That there's no issur. Lashon of the Mechaber, and top ratio given on hilchus Yom Kippur, which Yom Kippur washing with chitzel lechuz deraisa. So he says, even to get dirt, you want to wash it off. Mutlu rachzam, shloi osu waisan osu elu ruchitza shal tining. The only thing that's osu is to wash yourself things that you enjoy. Medaik from the other Mishnah Brua, that what is nichl and lichluch, loshen ze mashmo dima zeya harbei, for roisa lichluch lahabe azeir, mutter kive shenu ruchitza shal tining. Mikol makam ishi ene istinis ve ene tzorach lichita zu, kol kach nochel hachmer onyum kippur, which is the raisa, said the Mishnah Brua, if someone has a lahab azeir, b'etzem he can wash himself off from the zeir, during Yom Kippur, so you have Mishnah Brua, he's calling Lavush and the Morgan Avram, that says, Zeya is Nichl and Luchluch, just like Luchluch of Yom Kippur you can wash it off, but then Zeya you can wash it off. So the Chor person, during the 9 days, he has Zeya Luchluch, and before Shalacha, you can wash it off. However, the Indian of what is Zeya is better than Machlaikis. Again, Luchluch is Mutter, Tining is also. What is Zeya? Zeya is something in between. It's sweat, but it's not dirt. So again, Mishnah Brua and the Morgan Avram and Lavush learn one mahalach that's all nichel in dirt, and therefore it's mutter natural tainik. However, the Paiskim Machmor, the Rav Shulchan, the Noda Yehuda, the Taz, Sefer Kerk, that Zeya is nichel and tainik. To be maver Zeya in Loshon Rav Shulchan is tainuk. Take away Zeya, that itself is tainik. If you have a machlokes, if you have a het of Zeya during the 9 days in that, or say machlokes Yom Kippur, of course, should be during the 9 days. So, we have Mishnah Brua, Mishnah Brua Paskins. The law is that Zeya during Yom Kippur you can be Mekel, the Chura, who are dinner during the 9 days. Let's see, Ramosh himself and Evan Ezra, Chalidal, Sempeidal, the Issim, the law can take away Zeya. He says, yeah, Yesh Lahakel. Rav Strombach also says Yesh Lahakel. So again, we have one Shita that can take a regular shower, a regular, again, Seinen shower, again, something that you won't enjoy, but not to be freezing, to take off Lichluch. If you need soap, take off the sweat. Soap, if you need hot water, but usually you don't need hot water. Let's say you have a choice, hot water with no soap, or soap and cold water, so then the Emes Liakov Yav Kamenetsky says you should use soap and cold water, but you should not use hot water. So again, we have one sheet to use a regular shower, Yav Kamenetsky, Rav Moshe, or Stromach, of cold water. Then there's Rav Ozna, and Chel Chesem, and Chuv Chok Zayin, and the Korah Laimoy brings down from Yashiv that even when you wash yourself off for Zaya, still, you should not do it as a regular shower of cold water. You should do it aver. Do it limb by limb. Meaning, as the Rashi says, that you should first wash, let's say, one arm, dry it, wash the other arm, dry it, wash your foot, and dry it. Then there's a third mahalach of the Mishnah Brua. That the Achav of mine, he wrote to B'chaim Kanievsky, the Yisim Ad Mishnah Brua says, Zeya is mutter. So how come everyone brings down the Chaznish? Chaznish says, they cannot wash off from Zeya during the 9 days. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers, Shum Mairi, he answers in the letter, Shum Mairi, there's talking about the machlo shel Zeya. He's talking about the sickness of Zeya, someone who sweats immensely and profusely, a harbe, a lot of Zeya, not stam Zeya. See, other, now, the same Karl Mori, also Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself, he wrote, the dafkun, you have a sickness of Zeya. So, if so, according to this malach, we want to have a heter of Zeya. So again, we have machloikis, if Zeya is tainig, or is it lichluch. Even if it's tainig, there's a machloikis. Even if it's lichluch, the machlok is where the gather is. According to Chaim Kanievsky and El Chaznish, it's still also dafka tumah was machlo shel zeya. Why the oil makel so much? Again, according to Chaim Kanievsky and El Chaznish, even the makilim, even according to Mishnah Brua, there's no hetter unless you're very, very sweaty. So the are two reasons to be stark, to be makel. That one reason is in Yerodeya, Sim Mishim Peyalef, by the hilchos of an oval, by the shloshim, it's brought down over there in Mefurish, the Shach says, that an oval within Shloshim, he can wash himself with cold water. Not with soap, but not with hot water. He can wash his whole body cold gufay b'tzayin in less than Shloshim. There are more over there argues. Therefore, the Malachu l'shitosa v'yos. However, according to Shach, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan over the Apaskins, and that's the Noda Behuda over the Apaskins, Pesach HaTshuva being down from the Sefer to Shur HaShchein over there, that tzayin in cold water by an oval less than Shloshim is mutter. And therefore, l'chura, here also, those people can be made by an oval, who will be makel. By the 9 days, it can wash your whole guf, the whole 9 days, with cold water. Therefore, Rav Strombach and Shuvan Chalik Dalin says, people who are machmer not Shua Shukhabai, but the ones who machmer before Shabbos, ain't no element of Atmiyim. People who machmer, that something that's not like Mo's Mutter. But it's only a Chumas Adeshin that says Tavi La Bracha. The Ramaz takes it to Rosh Chodesh. Void is a het of Zeya. And Void, according to the Shachi, the only one washed over cold water. To be machmer, ain't no element of Atmiyim. The Gemara says a Shua Shukhabai, there, if someone who's Mitzahar, then he should be Yishla Hakal also. But before, he says it's a Tumor to be machmer. Void, no division to be makel, is shown to him by Alocho, he's in Simakuf HaBeis, in Sifkon Yiv Gimel. He also says the whole Issa Dafka by Rechitza. Used to be, they would go to the bathhouses, they would go, sit down, in a bathtub. That's Tainik. But taking showers, where do you see the Issa of taking showers? The whole Gezeiran, the whole Issa, the whole Chumar, the whole Minig, is Dafka by, in the bath, sitting down. That was Tainik, that was Oinig. Taking showers, you see no Makota Aser. We see this Chilik of showers in the bath, on Shabbos, or washing yourself on Yotif, maybe. We see this chiluk, just said the Shara and Tzumalaka, we have no Makar to even Machmer. These two reasons are, reason why the Olim is very makel, that when they have Zay upon themselves, especially the Americans are very makel, they have Zay upon themselves, they wash themselves with cold water, or again, something that is, water that is not enjoyable. Er Shabbos, what's Alaka? So again, we mentioned the Mishabur. Mishabur says only upon Yotif Raglov in hot water, and Lechura, and Mishabur says clearly no soap. However, it's brought down in a writer's sefer and the Sherem Tzum Balachol that Ramosha holds, Rav Henkin holds, the Sherem Tzum Balachol holds that Avada or Shabbos can take a shower, mamish, like you do all year round. You can take in hot water, cold gufoy, even use soap. Now, what is the getter of Panayot Baraklav? Let's say you want to be machmer. Well, let's say Stam, you want to wash Panayot Baraklav. What's the face? What is the face? What is the hands? What are the feet? So the Shmir Shams Kulchosa, he's in the Sufik. What exactly the getter of these things are? So let's first, yod of your hands, so the Bachacha, the Eshulvam Bachacha says maybe until your shoulder, to where it connects to your body. Mr. Kirel, it says until your elbow. Chaim Knievsky says only your hand, your palm, and not more than that. So we have three shitas. What's Raglov? So the Urch, the Rebbeinu says, but the Banazari does not go barefoot, therefore you have no head to wash your feet. However, the Shmir Shams Kulchosa says, in Eretz Yisrael, that people sweat a lot, but you do have a head to wash your feet. And Mr. Kirel, it says you can wash until your knees. Panov, that the Miskirel says is your forehead till your chin. The B'tach HaZoichel to and a year from now that these 9 days of Avelos should end up being 9 days of Simcha and Mizoichel to Binyam Adayad.